Today's Limud Hayayim is L'schutz HaChasen Aaron Yisrael Ben Sarah Fager Breit and the Kotlitz of Pyrolea Bazelda, whose name is now Folkowitz, Folkowitzka, something like that. But today, tonight, her name is straight. Sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Moshe Breit. Okay, we are going to start Chazara from Tezvav Amid Beis. We are up to Tanan, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines in the top. We had three Mandiyamrim, Rav Chisda, Rava, and Ravashi. Rav Chisda is the one that said that if the Shliach says, there's two Adam and the other signature, it doesn't work. And Rava said that if he and the other somebody else testifies about the second signature, it doesn't work because it looks like three quarters by one. And Ravashi said that he says he is the second aid. It's fasul because it be asil achlufe because he's in a game davar, because he's saying he's the second aid, so that undermines his nemanus on the other signature. Tanan, our Mishnah said b'fanei nechtem kulay b'fanei nechtem chetzi pasul. What's the other case? Right. What happened to the other signature? Ilema the lack of the kamasa like cloud. If you're going to learn the Mishnah simply, nobody's saying testimony. So the next case, which says ashd echarim right. The next case, when one's made on ksiva and one's made on ksima, we don't allow it because we're afraid that people will think you can do kim stars with one aid. So the Gemara's kash is predicated on the fact that if the Mishnah tells me a bigger chiddush later, there's no reason to say the smaller chiddush earlier. Obviously, there must be a chiddush here, because if not, why bother saying it? Go to the bigger chiddush right away. Right, so Tabazmi, Elohim, the Rav, and Ravashi. So you go with the smallest chiddush. The smallest chiddush is either Rav or Ravashi, because there is a rule that if you have a chance to do a bigger chiddush or a smaller chiddush, you always go with the smaller chiddush, unless the it says beferish the other way. Now, Rav and Ravashi is viewed equally because it doesn't work by other stars. Whereas Rav Chisda's case of two Adam testifying works everywhere. So that's the bigger chiddush. So, matter of fact, that the Mishnah must be telling us a chiddush and doesn't speak out the bigger chiddush, must be it's only the smaller chiddush. And like the Rav, because Rav Ashi left from Rav Chisda. We have another case before that that says they didn't even say anything about the Fana Nechtam. What's the chiddush? We have bigger chiddushim later on, so why did the Mishnah write this case? Teretz's Mishnayos write this way. They write smaller chiddush, bigger chiddush, bigger chiddush. So that's what Mishnayos write. You can't ask me, once you have the next case, why do you need this case? That's the way Mishnayos write. Aloy Zuav Zuktani. Okanami Aloy Zuav Zuktani. Amar Rav Chisda. Gidut Chamisho Mechitza Chamisho. If you have a chatzar that has a ditch, it's underground by five tfachim, meaning it's underground from a higher chatzar, and then above that you build a mechitza of five. That means the bottom chatzar is looking up at a 10 tfachim, but five of it is created by changing the topography of the ground, and five of it's created above ground. So he says, Eimet Sarfen. Because they work in different ways. One is to make the ground different, one is to make a fence above the ground, and therefore they're not mitzarev. Darish Meremer, Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Hei Mitzarevin, the Hilchus and Mitzarevin, we paskin like a Meremer. Boyofa, Yadayim Tairis Lechatzam, Ein Tairis Lechatzam. Can you tie your hands halfway or not? Now we don't know what that means. Chantik Mahechidam, Elam de Kamashi Beitre Mervias, is it Pshad that you have a Revias and you're pouring it on two people? But now Revias not only Yadayim Lechatzam Lechatzam, as long as you start off with a Revias, you can even use the leftovers for the second person. So what's the Shiloh? El the Mishnah. You don't ask a shaila that's a beferish Mishnah. El the Kamashi Chadachadiyade. He's washing one hand, going to some Rishayim drying it, then washing the second hand. What's wrong with that? But not a night the other Achas Mitzilu Achas Mishtivu Yav the Tiris. They're not interdependent. The Rai is you can do one by Nitzilu Yadayim and one by sticking it into mikvah. El or El the Kamashi Palka Palka the other. He's washing half his hand.
What's again? I asked this before. What?
Because if they were interdependent, you wouldn't be able to two different ways. That's what the Rishayim Taisus speaks out. That's what Taisus speaks out.
The two different.
I know you're kasha. You're going to say it again. You're asking, maybe if you do two different ways at the same time, it's different than doing one and then the other.
Right.
That's Tysus' kasha. So Tysus, that the Gemara assumes, if you can do it two different ways, that means each hand is treated separately. That's what it means. Something Gemara. El the Gemashi palka palka the other. It's washing half his hand at a time. You can't wash half a hand. You have to wash the whole thing at a time. There's still moisture. Since there's still moisture, the child is, can the moisture make it like one hit the hand at the same time? But now we learn, Hanitzuk, a vertical pouring, Hakatafris, which is on an angle, Umashka Tefeach, or moisture, Eina Chibur. It does not attach. Loilatum of a loilatara. Meaning, if the top keli is tar and the bottom keli is tameh, the liquid in it, and you pour from one to the other, it doesn't spread up, nor does it spread up at an angle, nor does it spread through moisture, and not latara means a mikvah connected with that is also not tar. And for the Gemara, Leitzvicha Deikah Tafeach Latviach. There's enough moisture to make your hands wet to be able to make something else wet. Hanami Tanin, Tafeach Latviach is Chibur. So what's the Shaila? These are all Mishnayot. Dr. Gemara, Dumilinya Mikvahs Reb Yehudi. Maybe it's only by mikvahs that Tafeach Latviach is a Chibur, because it's going like a Yehuda that together with good Achas, right, because the guy, as we'll see in a minute, that's why it works. Now, mikvah shesh ba'bam sa'a mechubanot, a mikvah that has exact 40 sa'a, v'yardu shnayim v'tavlu b'zachazem, rishon tar v'sheini tameh. And because there's no 40 left. If you don't remember how rakhlo shemishon legis v'mayim, av'sheini tar, because we say good achas. And good achas works together, that's when tefeach latviach is a chibur.
Why can't you apply good achas to the hand? Is this like, where is good achas? The extension, no?
It's a wall.
It goes down.
Right, so
it wouldn't go sideways necessarily.
I'm a good athlete.
No, it's extension downwards.
Oh, it has to be downwards?
Yeah.
Are we looking to connect them?
We're looking to have the water view it as if it's in there. Yeah, correct.
No, I'm saying the difference between McVoy's and hands. McVoy's,
right.
The goal is to make a connection from all this. Not trying to make a connection in the hand, are you?
Well, if you're trying to make it one shot, that means you're trying to make a connection. That's still watching one time.
Because Rashi, he's in the bank, we've got that linear mikvoyis, come on, good achas, the Indian, tila mikvoyis.
But there's no good achas. Meaning we're not interested in putting it down, we're trying to say this one time. It's just
mechaber the 40 saw together.
Right. Where? That's by mikvah. Here we're not being mechaber, we're just trying to make it right. One time.
Right. So there's no heber that we're looking to.
Exactly. We're not.
But how did you answer Dr. Harris's question? Well, why isn't it? Good achas isn't only in mikvah, is it?
First of all, it's not only in mikvah, but it has to be on a vertical thing, number one. And number two, it's only when you want to attach it and consider it like it's one. Here it's not a question of attachment, as Rashi points out. It's a question whether you're washing at the same time or not. Something my right. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu, I'm Rabbi Rosh Shavarubim, Maim Shuvim, Vatar Shadavla, Rosh Shavarubim, Shlug Shlugim, Maim Shuvim, Tamei. These are two ways that a person can become Tamei, from Tor and Nika water. Either he goes into a bath, Rosh Shavarubim, or he takes a shower, Shlug Shlugim, Maim Shuvim. By Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Chetzim, Bebi, half his body is in the water, Chetzim, Nefila, my take. How bad if he's half in a mikvah and half they poured nine kabin over? My take, we don't know. We're going to have two lashonos in Rabbi Yechonon. First lashon. The first lashon goes like Rava. That everybody agrees Lishma is not an issue, Shami Yafta Dabal Gakula is not an issue, all we need is Kim Staris. And therefore, when two shluchim bring a get, there's an automatic available Kim Staris. Ah, Ifek Rashi, why do I need the two shluchim to bring the get? Just say two people come along. Who needs them to be shluchim? One has to be a shliach because you have to deliver to get. But the other one just be a bystander. So Rashi says, well, plug, because you're going to get confused with cases. Whereas two shluchim is a milsid l'shicha, therefore we can carve that out and say that's a different halacha. Really, it should be in the loy plug also. But since it's a milsid l'shicha, we can carve it out of the loy plug.
Bystanders are more of a shliach.
Yes. Correct. Because then you're going to have to start asking how many guys are there. Having two shluchim is a milsid l'shicha. There's no reason for a guy to have two shluchim. One is enough. Whereas bystanders happen. People come along. Right? He didn't travel by himself. Other people came also. So therefore they made a loy plug. That's how Rashi explains it.
Loy
plug means we don't start differentiating. It's not, we get confused.
Differentiating bystanders? Once you're any bystanders?
Again, confused. The minute you're going to say that if there's a bystander, it's different. That if there's no bystander, it's going to get all confused.
I think what he's asking for me is...
Thank you for explaining him.
No, meaning one bystander and 12 bystanders will have the same halacha, right?
And no bystanders and one bystanders will also have the same halacha.
No.
Because it happens frequently, we don't want to start differentiating.
We need one b'fanai nechtam.
Again, there's one shliach. He's not a bystander. He's
right.
A shliach. If there's another guy to come...
What are you saying?
B'fanai nechtam and not b'fanai nechtam.
Okay, and who's the nechtam?
That's the problem.
So yeah, who's the
next? Again, let's stop it. Let's go back. If there are two shluchim, they don't have to say a thing. No, again. There's two shluchim, they don't have to say a thing because they're available to be mekayemet. They don't have to say a thing. I don't care if they say they don't say. They don't have to say a thing. So for Krashi, let's say a shliach comes and five guys come along with him. They're here from the other country. So they can also be mekayemet. Why is it different than two shluchim?
Great question.
So, Trashi, because once you start doing that, this happens frequently. So people are going to say, you do have to say, you don't have to say, one, many, it's going to get all confusing. So therefore they said, all shluchim have to say b'fanei nechtam. No exception. When there's two shluchim, it happens so infrequently, we can carve that out away. So Rashi answers. They don't have to say a thing. So I don't care what they say. The way you're learning the Mishnah, there's no two shluchim. So two are saying b'fanenu nechtam, and one is saying b'fanenu nechtam, it's pasul. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Time of day, I get yaitim mitaksi deshneim. You're telling me because there's no two shluchim. I get yaitim mitaksi deshneim, makshu rabbanon. If the get would come out of two shluchim, it would be kosher. Why? The my pligi. So what's the argument about? If it's no two shluchim, so why is it you to say it's kosher? Zok de Gemara, my sabar gazina de maati lachlufi became stars now, made echad, my sabar like gazina. The shliach is the one that says before I next them. Really, that suffices. The only reason we needed to be nechtav was that people shouldn't say kiyum shtaris can be done by one aid. If you have two aidim that say b'fanei nechtav, they're not shluchim, but they testify b'fanei nechtav. Is that enough to say people understand that this is a different case or not? That's the machlokes rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. That is lashon number one. Lishnah achrina, lashon number two. Amri lo amar Rabbi Yehuda shmul by Yehuda. I'll just say it like this. Amr Rabbi Shulba Yehuda, Amr Rabbi Yechim, I feel like get Yehuda Mitaxi Deshtem, Pasul. Al Maksavar, Shnaim Shavi, get Medina Sayyam, Shrika Shiai, B'Panenu Nechtem, B'Panenu Nechtem. Because the reason is not Eidim Mitzuy and Lekaimai, it's Lishma or Shema Yag Zadav Lekukulai. We'll see in a minute. But it's Lishma. You need some kind of Lishma testimony. Either because people don't know Lishma, or because you're afraid it'll revert to the performer. That the Gemara Amalei Abaya Mat to save the Tony Shnayim Ayim Befanenu Nechta Becher Ayim Befanenu Nechta Pasul Yud Machsher. I feel like get Yaitim Takhis Yidei Shnayim Pasul Rabbanon. That means you're telling me, even two shluchim, right? It's pasul, right? Because it's not the same person saying Befanenu Nechta. Right? No matter who the shluchim are, it's pasul.
Second case is two shluchim
also. So why doesn't it work? Because meaning even though one's saying b'fanei nechtam and one's saying b'fanei nechtam and they're shluchim, but you have to have the same person say it because if not, the b'fanei nechtam Well, people will say you can do it with one aid. So the question is, Rabbi Yehuda Maksher, so I'm a little in. So the mic of Ephraim, my son is saying, Mikhail Lishma, my son is saying, Adam between the Kaiba. Rabbi Yehuda holds my grubber. Check the Gemara, Lame Rabbi, Rabbi Tanoi. That means, according to this, the Machoikas Rabbi and Rabbi is the Machoikas of Tanoi. So the Gemara, Rabbi, Matarish Kalishna Kaiba. Rabbi will tell you, I hold like the first lesson. That everybody agrees to me. They're arguing about whether it's Asi Lachlufe if you have two Adam on the Ksiva. And Rabbi Amalok, the Kulama bin Lishma. Welcome my skin, Lacha Shalomdu. So many Akha Shalomdu. So Lishma is not really an issue. Terrence says, the Gzeira Shemiyang says, I'm a little cooler commitment. But we made a Gzeira that we still want the Fana Nechto because people might forget Lishma. My Sabbath Gazrina and my Sabbath Le Gazrina. So the question is, when you have two Shulchim, do we make that Gzeira or not? That's the Shiloh. Frantic Mars to live in the Bereisha. So then, if one says Bifanei Nechtam and one says Bifanei Nechtam and they're both Shluchim, we don't make Gzeira. So Yehuda should argue. You're right. He does argue. He holds even Bifanei Nechtam. Bifanei Nechtam doesn't work. Doesn't need Yehuda holds. You don't need. It works because there's no Gzeira. Shem Yam says, I'm going to go to that two Shluchim. Massive Revaish Yelula. Yehuda Maksher Bezu Beloy Bacheres. Bezu says only the second case, not the first case. My love, the Mutecha, before Nechtam, Echmon, the Nechtam. In the Breisa. The Gemara, Loy, the Mutecha, before Nechtam, Abeloy, the Fane Nechtam. By before Nechtam, before Nechtam. Sakhidai, the Chabin, the Hoyver, the Gazer, of Yehuda, Shzeres, and Yam, Silver, the Kukuloi. So, Tim Basil, Achluf, and Bechim, Star, Sound, the Beit, Echad, Nabi, the Gazer. Maybe he's not Gazer, any Gazer. And if you have a Fanei Nechtam, it's Mekayim the Star. And Lishma is no longer a concern. So therefore, Kamash Malan, no. He's not Gleizer, Shem Yachzid, over the Kekuloi, by two Shluchim. But he is Gleizer, that if only one says Fanei Nechtam, and nobody says Fanei Nechtam, it's Pasul, because Asil HaKlufa became Star as Alma. It may not be Amri Yudhoi Shkar, and Shavir Gat Mabdina, Seyam Banul, and Machloik, and Shavir Rabbanon. Rabba by Rechana, Cholosh. Rabba, this is like Rabba, by the way, the Imanami is saying that it's like Rabba, that there is a Kshash Lishma or Shema Yamsa Dabal Gekula. But according to Rabba, if two people bring a get, there's nothing. You don't have to say anything. Rabba Babachan Chalash. Ula Gabe Rabbi Yehuda Rabba Lishulabe. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabba went to visit him. Boy, Mine, Shnaim Shabir Gatman Dinasiyam, Chichin Shabir Bnei Nechtam 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 Now, according to Rashi, that means they're available to Mekayim the Star. It doesn't fit into the words, but Rashi learned it means they are here, they can be Mekayim the Star if there's ever a problem. This Persian came, according to Rashi, took the candle away. Amar, he said, Rachmana, Rabbi Nishlel, I betulach, either we should be under your shadow back in Eretz Yisrael, controlling our own life. I betulach the Baresa, we should be under the control of the Romans. Frepti Gemara, the member that Ramoy Malim Yiparsoi, are the Romans better than the Persians? But Tanya Rabchia, my civil, a Kim Haven Darka, Shem understood its way. Who Yadas Mekleima, your day Akkad is Baruch of Yisrael, Shem Yechayim Mekabu Gzeris Aroimim. They cannot can't handle the Romans who don't let them learn Torah, right? And they don't let them keep mitzvahs. I'm a vehiklaisim lebavol, so we see bavol is better than Rome. My gosh, I'm a kamed and I sechavi lebavol, not the basul sechavi lebavol. Now Rashi learns all the way from Kairish's days. Bavol was good up to Kairish. Kairish came, he allowed the building of the Beit Hamikdash, but he made life miserable for the Jews in bavol. Because of the rule that they can't have a candle on when there's the day of their Avodah Zarah.
This is the first Kirish, right?
He left the first, he left the
Mikdash. What's the love? What's the I have no idea. Okay. I'm just pointing. Tyson says that's not what happened. Tyson said the Persians were great. Chavri came in the days of Rabbi Yechanan. Well, after then, meaning after the Beit HaMikdash, then the Chavri showed up to Bavo and they made life miserable for the Jews. Zakti Gemar Vait. Echad ayim b'panei nechtam v'shnayim ayim b'paneinu nechtam kasher. Amar Avami, Amar Rabbi Yechim, lo yishono shaket yoytim mitachis yidei k'siva. The shliach has to say b'panei nechtam, and two people b'panei nechtam, and two people can testify b'panei nechtam.
If
So you have the shliach. He has to say ksiva because he had to tell us lishma. And this is going like Rabbanan, that the Shemayach said over like a kulay. And two people can testify before they nechtam because we have Adam to be Mekayim and they say it's lishma. Two Adam are great.
And they're signing that it was lishma?
They're not signing, they're testifying.
Testifying that?
Before they nechtam lishma.
Why can't they testify that these are good Adam?
They didn't see the signatures. They only saw before they nechtam.
They didn't see the signature?
No.
So what happened to the Lotu before? Before we said the two witnesses is no good anymore.
He's a witness. What do you mean? Well, hold a second. The Loi Plug was that if there's one Shliach, right?
Like here, one Shliach says
Nechtav. One Shliach says, no, Nechtav, right? Correct. And that takes care of Lishma and the Ksiva. And two Adam testify on the Lishma and the Ksimo.
Lishluchim?
Not Shluchim.
Right.
Now, again.
Why? So, if two people
come. By the way, they can be Shluchim too. The Gemara says they can be Shluchim, but it doesn't make a difference.
They're not Shluchim. If people come, we require them. We do.
Gemara, again, according to the second version of Rabbi Eichelin, there are two Shluchim here.
Shluchim makes it better.
Yeah.
The answer is, Shluchim only help for Kiyam Staris. Shluchim don't help for Lishma. And we're going like Rabbah. You need Lishma. We have to have Ksiva Lishma, we have to have Ksima Lishma. Shluchim take care of the problem.
But Adim on the Ksima don't take care of it.
Yes, they do. They validated the star. In the case of Rashi before, they didn't say anything. They're available if some.
Same thing here either.
They said two separate v'neinu nechtam. They validated the signatures.
And the other case that was a little plug, they didn't say
anything. They accompanied the shliach and they didn't testify anything. What? They're available. Somebody would come in and scream, but they didn't do it.
What? When these two people said.
By the way, two shluchim here. Because the second lashon learned the whole mission is two shluchim. Yeah.
Because if it's two shluchim, then there's no problem with lochluchim. But what are they? They said in front of us, these two people signed.
Again, first shliach said.
I know that one. I don't know the other two. What is it? When he first says the fanenu nechtam,
they're saying that these are their signatures. We recognize the signatures, and it was lishma.
And what was lishma?
The signatures.
The signatures of Lishma.
We went through this last week. Yes, you need signatures, Lishma. Dav Gimel. You just said it's not right to remember Dav Gimel. We had the same conversation last week. You need signatures, Lishma.
But just tell what those words mean in English.
That when the Adam say, they sang Lishem, Ruvain, and Leah. I'm sorry, Ruvain doesn't exist. Lishem, Shimon, and Leah. You should hear this Adam sign again. Anachnu Chaismim. L'shem, Haget, Shenichtav, Shenitzayavau, Shimon. No, they're signing of the get that was written for Shimon ben Leah divorcing his wife, Devorah bat Malka, and we are signing L'shma, L'shma, L'shem Gerish.
What's Ksiva for? Ksiva's
Lishma
is what?
The signing.
Let's rewind the clock to Dav Gimel. This is what happens. This is what we went through last week. The Torah writes the Kasav Law. The Kasav Law says it has to be written Lishma.
What does that mean?
For her. He has to designate that this get is written by this husband for this wife.
Or this husband for this wife?
Yes.
That's what Sofer's thinking?
He has to say it. Now that you think it, we make him say it today.
He has to say that this person...
I am writing this get, L'shem Shimon ben Ruvain, who is divorcing his wife, Devorah bat Malka. I'm writing it, L'shmoi v'lishmo l'shem Gerish. That's what he says.
Seema's fine. Next.
Ksiva. Okay. Now, Zok Gemara. That there's a machloikas. Rav Meir holds that the kasav doesn't mean the ksiva. Kasav means the kasima. Ksiva doesn't have to be done lishma according to a mayor.
Okay,
only the chasima. So according to a mayor, the word v'kasav means the signatures have to be done lishma v'lishma l'shem gerish. That means when the eight signs, he has to say, I am signing this get, which is written for Shimon ben Ruvein, divorcing Dvera bas Malka, Lishmai, Lishmai, Lishem Gerush.
Now, does every get, does every shtar need Chasim Lishmai?
No.
Why not?
Because there's no such a law, because the Torah never writes a cuss of law by shtaris.
A person has to sign and say what is on this thing.
Lishmai means I am writing it for that name.
Mashe'in?
Shtar can be a document that I was told that Ruvein says he owes the money, I'll sign it. I don't have to sign the shmah.
I don't know what that means.
Makes a check payable to cash.
That's right.
What does that mean? The shmah? Cash?
There's names on the thing.
He doesn't have to think about the names. He hears Ruvein tell him, write this shtar that I owe this guy money. He signs it.
Write this thing.
There's a star here that says, I owe Shimon money. Sign it for me, please. That's all. He heard the guy talk.
Another part says, write for me that Shimon owes me money.
Yeah, don't listen to him. It has to be said by the Leva. Oh, no. You cannot write a star when the Malva tells you write the star.
Okay, so when people are signing it, they're just, they heard something and they signed it.
There's a special halacha of lishmai v'lishmai by Gerishin that doesn't exist by other shtaris.
I don't know what that means. The truth is no truth. I don't know what that means. They were just signing it, but not thinking about what they're signing.
They don't have to know the lady's name necessarily.
What do you think about that? What do they do?
Why?
Maybe you can discuss it with him after Shir.
I can't hear you. What?
Why not?
Maybe you can discuss with him after
the
shir. Maybe you can discuss it with the Rabbi Cohen after the shir, please.
He says he wants to go daven, but he has to finish the thing.
So let's go daven, but you can't.
I understand, but you can talk. There's a walk of lishmar, but Gerishin doesn't exist by other stars. There's a machlokes when it goes on the ksiva and the ksima. That was the Gemara Dav Gimel. And the Gemara answered that it goes on both. That's the Gemara Dav. They don't have to say anything. Which is like the first lesson, Amalei En. She told him, you didn't tell us this. Amalei, yes, and he shall like Timite, it is a peg that shouldn't be moved. Everybody should have a wonderful day, and I'm going to continue arguing with Rabbi Cohen.